Today is the best day in the history of ever, so let's talk about how to find your passion once more. My name is Alex Red, and my life is nothing but an experiment. In the last episode, we talked about using interest to spark passion. This time, we are using gratitude to spark passion within yourself. So let's assume the job you have is just the one you could get. Nothing special about it. Nothing really that does interest you. Now what? Is there any hope to be passionate about this job? As with sparking passion via interest, the company is just a mean to an end. In the last episode, we worked at an electric vehicle company to save the environment and essentially the planet. This time, our aspirations are not that lofty, but maybe even more powerful. To survive, you need an income. And this company, with all their managers and employees, and the market it is participating in, gives you the chance to earn this income. If you can't feel the gratitude just yet, think about where you would be without a job and without any income. Can you feel it now? Good. Let's go from there. See your colleagues as what they are, people. They rely on you to do your job as you rely on them to do theirs. If all of you fail to do the job, the company is out of business and all of you without an income. Are you feeling it? Good. Now there might be a few colleagues which do not perform as good as you do. Be happy, excited, and supportive. You are ahead of the curve. Congratulations. Never forget, your mindset and perspective sparks the passion within yourself. It's exclusively your choice and it's exclusively your responsibility. Gratitude is a concept that is quite popular these days, and there are lots of podcasts, videos out there on gratitude meditation and stuff like that. So if my quick story about living without a job and an income doesn't spark the passion within you just yet, search the internet for living with gratitude and sparking gratitude and gratitude meditation, and you will get there eventually. I have no doubt you can do it. Now let's move on to using emotions to spark passion. Marketeers love to play with emotions. If you have ever met a fanboy of a brand or a product, you know that people can be passionate about things. Oftentimes, this happens because the marketing department successfully made them believe that this specific product or brand stands for a certain value or belief. If they can do this with people they have never met in person, so you can do it with your own mind. Find values and beliefs your company or profession stands for, which are really deeply important to you. See yourself as a representative of those values and beliefs while you do your job, and watch the magic as it does its job over time. As I mentioned before, it's all about the story you tell yourself or you allow others to tell you. Side effects of passion. When you pour your heart into your job, you will treat others who also give their very best much different. You will let them know that you notice and that you do appreciate their effort. Because too often, if you're really passionate and you try your very best, people still ignore you. They take it for granted, but they shouldn't, and you should not either. But I'm sure if they treat you like this and you hate it, you turn around, and when you see someone with passion, you will treat them with respect and let them know, "Thank you, I noticed, you're my hero." Now a word of caution. When you deeply care, you might become vulnerable. Is that good or bad? As you spend more time and mental energy on a topic, you become vested in it. When you're really deeply interested into something or someone, you dare to influence it in a way you think is the best way. Be careful scratching that itch out of reflex and without much thinking. Most likely, you are not the only one invested in that topic, and most likely, you are not the main character of the show. So act with caution and leave enough space and autonomy for the other people involved. Always keep in mind, it was your decision to go deep and be passionate, and nobody owes you anything for doing so. You need to have your own reasons, and you have to make sure you don't forget them over time. Write them down and revisit them weekly, monthly, or quarterly, depending on the level of investment, be it time, mental, or emotional. It's totally fine when your reasons change over time. Just make sure you keep track of the changes as well. I love to be right. Even there, I'm kind of competitive. And that quickly turns into issues. Give two people the same info, and they will come up with different conclusions. Due to their predisposition through their parents, education, friends, experience, the attitude they approach the topic with, the point of view they use to look at the info at hand. So don't be angry or mad or confused when other people look at supposedly the same information you're looking at and they come up with a different answer than you do. See it as an opportunity to find out where the difference comes from. In math and physics, a right and wrong tends to exist. In life, things are not as easy. Always keep that in mind. As soon as your blood pressure goes up, you need to remind yourself of this exact fact. Your right might be someone else's wrong, and the other way around. This does not necessarily mean you disagree. You might just look at the same thing from a different angle, or with a different intention, or a different attitude. The real masters of passion know when to speak up and when to shut up, when to lead and when to follow, when to hold on and when to let go. Ask me anything in the comments. You have a story to tell? Let's do an interview. To connect with me on LinkedIn, type alex.red in the address bar of your browser and hit the connect button after you've logged in. So I'm asking you once more, are you passionate about your job? Today is not just the best day in the history of ever, it's also the first day of the rest of your life. Make it count and enjoy the ride.